14.
There are some things every parent remembers. How at a very young age a kid can't control when they poop, but somehow have the ingrained knowledge that they don't want it inside the bath with them is one such thing. Especially the parent that cleans up that mess.
While it wasn't really comfortable sleeping against a tree, it had been so long since Charles had slept soundly that it evened out. He awoke to the morning lights streaming through the branches overhead, and his dire wolf sprawled out next to him with its legs in the air. Charles rose, dusted off the leaves and bits of dirt that came with sleeping on the ground, and stretched his back and arms. While he knew he should have felt sore in ways he hadn't for a long time, he was pleasantly surprised that he didn't hurt at all.
"This game is something special. Better than any aspirin I've ever taken."
Surprisingly, the kids weren't back yet, and that put a frown on his face. Not because he was worried, but because there was no one there to cook breakfast for him.
"Maybe I'm getting too used to giving quests."
With a heavy sigh, he turned and started slowly walking down the trail towards the spider infestation, a shoulder-height direwolf happily sniffing at random trees and bushes along the way. It didn't take him long to reach a clearing where a heavy battle had taken place, spider gore and parts hanging from torn webs. Trampled bushes and flattened grass were barely visible under the mounds of spider parts. Charles stopped and looked over the edge of the battlefield until he spotted where the trail left the clearing. His wolf companion jumped among the parts, sniffing and eating pieces of spiders. Charles gave the animal the side eye as he carefully walked across. He left it there while it ate, hoping it would stay put, but that didn't last long. Three more similar clearings led to a fork in the path. One direction went about a dozen feet up a small hill and ended at a cave entrance, the other led away. It was clear by the broken husks of giant spiders which direction his traveling companions went. But a cave with giant spiders wasn't going to scare Charles. He'd been married for way too long for that. With leaden feet, Charles walked into the cave, stepping over trails of webbing and shattered spider legs.
"I wish I had something to help see. A flashlight would be good right about now."
Almost as if in reaction to that thought, a line of red dots appeared in front of him, smaller on the sides but larger towards the middle. They seemed to be growing. Beside him, his companion whimpered and hid behind his legs.
"Are you the one who sent the things after my children?" a female voice hissed in the darkness.
"Eh?" Charles answered.
Playing hard of hearing is an easy out for old people who don't want to answer questions. Charles had long since become a grand master at that game.
"The adventurers. I have them trapped. Did you send them?"
It hissed again, and the red lights got closer. It didn't take long for Charles to realize they were the glowing eyes of a spider that towered over him. Bits of light streaming in from the mouth of the cave behind him reflected off of dark brown carapace and outlined sharp spines along its legs.
"You must be, since you came after them and have a wolf like theirs. Are they your children? Should I crush them like they crushed mine?"
Charles scratched his head as he thought about that.
"On one hand, I wouldn't have to deal with the kids asking me for things to do and always talking too much anymore.
His life would undoubtedly be easier. On the other, they could cook him breakfast, and maybe wash his clothes."
"I bet I could issue a quest to wash my clothes. This quest thing could make my life really easy."
"Well?"
A loud hissing sound interrupted his thoughts.
"Well, what?"
Charles asked, angry at the interruption.
"Well, why did you send these adventurers to kill my children?"
The spider reared back as if to pounce, its front legs lifted, mimicking the stance of its real-life counterparts.
"They were too loud, so I gave them something to do away from me. You seem to know how kids are. Sometimes it's good just to get some peace and quiet."
The spider paused in its movements and stood completely still. Charles watched it, wondering if an hourglass was going to appear and start spinning over its head. Its front legs set down, and one started tapping.
"You sent them away so you could have quiet?"
Charles nodded, like having a conversation with a giant bug was perfectly normal. He'd stayed out with work buddies too late and came home drunk once. He knew what real intimidation looked like, and a spider, no matter how big, wasn't a match. It only took one time. Real intimidation lasts a lifetime. The hissing voice wavered.
"I always wanted to do that. I thought I would be a bad mother if I did, so I kept them close to watch over them."
Charles nodded sagely, or he hoped it was sagely.
"I wonder if I had sent them away, would they be alive now?"
Her villainous voice broke as she asked. Charles's thoughts darkened as he thought of his granddaughter and what she must be going through right now.
"You can never keep them completely safe," he whispered.
The massive head of the spider jolted down until it was inches from his face. The smell of insect was overwhelming, but Charles didn't move. He'd smelt worse.
"Why shouldn't I kill your children like they killed mine?"
"The adventurers?"
"Yes,"
she screeched, using one leg to pull a struggling bundle of webbing forward to swing in the air beside them. The wriggling shape looked like a mummy mite.
"Oh, those aren't my kids,"
Charles answered, wondering where she got that idea.
"They aren't?"
"Nope. They're just walking me home. Said they wanted to protect me on the way."
"Oh, such nice young folk,"
she seemed to shake with enthusiasm. Charles sighed.
"Dealing with people is always so tiresome, with their words and their emotions and then having to react when they ask you things."
This wasn't what he wanted to do, talk to a spider in a cave. He really didn't want to talk to anyone at all if he didn't have to. No, he wanted to get to the cabin, so that's what he did. Charles turned right around and walked out of the cave before this spider could keep chatting. He heard her screaming after him as he left, but he just didn't care. A few miles he walked through the darkened woods was blessedly quiet. Only the sniffing of his direwolf as it explored around him broke the silence. He was just finally relaxing from the pressure of having to talk with that spider queen and finally feeling up again when he heard the yelling.
"Old man, wait up! We're coming!"
Red Baron's distant voice called out from behind him. Of course, Charles didn't have any plans to do that, so he kept walking.
"They'll catch up on their own. This trip has taken entirely too long as it is. I just want to sit down somewhere and whittle. Maybe give the grandkids a call. Kids these days are smarter now. I bet mine wouldn't get caught by a big spider."